Support for NPR podcasts comes from MasterCard, accepted worldwide. There are some things money can't buy. For everything else, there's MasterCard.
From NPR Music, you're connected to the podcast edition of All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan with this incredible gentleman from Texas, Mr. Bob Wills. If Bob Wills were alive today, he'd be an alt-country renegade. In his heyday in the 1930s and 40s, this Texas fiddler mashed up Western music with dance tunes and jazz, country and big band music. His recordings are a joy to hear. His music's happy, it's fun. You can hear him hooping and hollering, wisecracking and shouting his trademark, ha-ha, on so many of his recordings. This was great dance music. Wills died in 1975. His music is remembered on a new 4-CD set by Wills and his Texas Playboys, ironically called Legends of Country Music. It's ironic because Bob Wills thought of his music as Texas fiddle music, not what he'd call that hillbilly stuff. His band had horns, had a drummer, something unheard of in country music those days. Give a listen to New Spanish Two-Step.
Down below the Rio Grande, a senorita held my hand and sweetly sang an old melody. Without a worry or a care, a rose she gave me from her hair. Then she whispered, "Si, senor, si, si." In a cabaret we danced the hours away. Her eyes told more than words there could say. I told her I had to go, left her down in Mexico. The band played Spanish two-step, soft and low. Down in Mexico, the band played Spanish two-step, soft and low.
Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys, a new collection, 105 songs on 4 CDs from the American legend. This month, an original guitar-picking great died. Etta Baker was 93. Baker's style of picking is known as Piedmont. You can tell a Piedmont picker by the way they alternate the bass line of the guitar using their thumb with the high string. That's where the melody lives. Mississippi John Hurt played that style, so did Skip James and Sonny Terry. There aren't many African-American women known for their guitar picking, but as soon as you hear this, you'll know why Etta Baker was such an influence on folk and blues musicians in the 1950s and 60s.
Thank you.
Etta Baker playing her Piedmont blues on a song called Railroad Bill. Etta Baker died September 23rd in Fairfax, Virginia. I don't know where our next CD came from. It's a homemade CD and has handwriting on it, just the name, Miroslav Ivakic. Obviously, it was ripped and then either handed to me in a hallway here at NPR or mailed to me. I've no idea. But it's amazing and original. There's no contact information on the CD, but from a quick Google search, I know that Miroslav Ivakic is Croatian. He's an engineer, he's a mandolin player, and a slide player. I won't try to pronounce the name of this tune. You can see it on the web. Let's listen to Miroslav Ivakic. Miroslav Ivakic, a Croatian musician from a CD filled with cheerful mandolin tunes and mournful slide guitar playing. If you sent me this CD, drop me a note. I want to say thanks. A reminder, our concert series continues. Live shows from Washington, D.C.'s 930 Club, October 3rd with Regina Spektor. We know Jenny Lewis is going to be on our show October 15th from the 930 Club. And more shows are in the works. Our newsletter is the best place to keep up to date with concert information. Go and find the link for the newsletter on our webpage, npr.org/allsongs. When going through a stack of new CDs, I may not listen to a full track before skipping to the next. The best thing that happens is when I put on a CD, and before I know it, I've heard the entire disc. And that's what happened this week when I put on a CD by Christine Fellows. Fellows is an artist from Winnipeg, and this enchanting CD is called Paper Anniversary. This song is called Souvenirs.
Hazard lights at rush hour, blinking back those years, and wonder how you got here, this overpass so close, these souvenirs. colors betray you. Absent warnings nailed to hydro pools. Crosswords hidden in the landscape. This place you almost call home. Could you bring me back a cardinal from Kentucky or that blue-eyed dove that followed you from Texas this time? They might be enough. Something for everyone. Could you bring me back a cardinal from Kentucky or that blue-eyed dove that followed you from Texas this time? They might be enough. Could you bring me back a coin rubbed smooth and run over by a passing truck? Could you call me when you're overhead so I could run out to the front lawn and wave?
Christine Fellows, her new CD is called Paper Anniversary. If you like great pop music, the type of music you may hear Elliott Smith or Jeff Buckley write, you should listen to Jay DeMena. DeMena's made a CD that's infectious. It's the kind of infectious music that took time to grab me, the kind of infectious music that I find myself singing and not realizing what it is or how it even crept into my subconscious. From a CD called Awkward Buildings, listen to Prayer Flag.
Yeah.
Jay DeMena, from a CD recorded in Brooklyn, New York, called Awkward Buildings. One Ring Zero have put out a CD with a fine concept. They asked authors to write song lyrics, and then they'd write the music and record it for a CD. So, living in New York and hanging around the literary scene, they contacted Daniel Handler, writer of the children's series Lemony Snicket. They also contacted Dennis Johnson, Fiona Mizell, and many more authors I'm embarrassed to say I've not read. All of them joined in this project to make an inspired record, recorded by Joshua Camp and Michael Hurst. They record under the name One Ring Zero. The song's called Natty Man Blues. The author, Paul Auster, wrote the words. Auster is a novelist with 11 books out, including New York Trilogy, The Music of Chance, Oracle Night. The band One Ring Zero put his words to music. That and 17 other tunes can be found on a CD called As Smart As We Are. Me Without You is a band from Philadelphia that has an aggressive, at times punkish sound. Their lyrics also have religious overtones. So you might find an article about them on, say, absolutepunk.net, but then on another site, fans could be talking about the band in reference to God, Christianity, and brotherhood. This is the opening track from their new CD called Brother Sister. This song's called Messes of Men.
Not exist, we faithfully insist, sailing in our separate ships and from each tiny caravel, tiring and trying the necessary dimes, like the horseshoe crab in its proper season shed its shell, such distance from our friends, a a scratch across the lens. Made everything look wrong from anywhere we stood. Paper blew away before we'd left the bay. So half blind, we wrote these songs on sheets of salty wood.
Caught me making eyes at the other boatman's wife, and heard me laughing louder at the jokes told by their daughters. I'd set my course for land, but you well understand it takes a steady hand to navigate the Gulf of water. Propellers spinning planes held acquaintance with the waves. 'Cause there's mistakes I've made no rowing could outrun. Still dark, captain spotted napping with his first mate at the wheel. Forgetfully along, with no need to be strong. We keep our confessions long, and when we pray, we keep it short.
I'm driving a pinhole full of fire. I'm not ever coming back.
Oh my God, I do not exist. We faithfully insist while watching sink the heavy ship of everything we do. And if ever you
Me Without You is the name of the band. The song Messes of Men is the opening track on their CD called Brother Sister. Viva Voce translates from Italian to mean word of mouth. It also is the name Anita and Kevin Robinson use when they perform their music. On the CD, the husband and wife duo recorded music in their Portland, Oregon living room, their bedroom, bathroom, and kitchen. She plays guitar, he plays keyboards and drums. This song is called Believer. I'm Bob Boylan, along with producer Robin Hilton. Bill McQuay is the engineer today. It's NPR's All Songs Considered.
I'm a believer now. I'm a believer now. And there's nothing that I can do to keep me safe. I'm a believer now, and there's
see now.